Advanced Documents, 2023, New England Yearly Meeting, Arch Coordinator, written by Patty Muldoon and read by Skip Scheel on July 29, 2023. Arch Coordinator, it's been less than a year since New England Yearly Meeting brought me in as our first Aging Resources Consultation and Help, Arch, A-R-C-H, Coordinator. Based in New York Yearly Meeting, ARCH currently has 6 part-time coordinators and 1 interim director. This is its first expansion. I join New York staff meetings as well as meet regularly with NEA and other New England staff as needed. Let me tell you more about ARCH and how I have begun my service. In 2007, the Friends Foundation for the Aging, FFA, was founded. Funded by the closing of NYYM's boarding home for older people. ARCH funding continues to be provided by FFA along with individual donations. FFA's original plan was for NYYM to assist older people. Way open when 2 retired friends, already experienced in a wide range of aging services, formed a working group to design the program that became ARCH. Goals include encouraging more friends to complete their healthcare proxies and incorporating Quaker values with end-of-life decision-making. In a few years, ARCH grew geographically and a visitor training program was developed. Strategic planning brought additional focus. ARCH expanded to serve those who are growing older while incarcerated. Recently, all coordinators have added specializations in specific areas such as grief and loss, aging with cognitive disorders, caregiving, and working with age group 60 to 79 and 80 plus. Last fall, New England Yearly Meeting applied for an FFA grant to expand ARCH to our region. I attended the Fall ARCH Foundation's training program, which also includes an opportunity for community monthly check-ins. During the foundation course, other New England Yearly Meeting Quakers were welcomed along with NY members. And ARCH online programs have already drawn Quakers from other yearly meetings. My service began with facilitating an end-of-life group for NY, concurrently with another for New England. Now I'm facilitating a monthly end-of-life reflection group for NEYM that welcomes Quakers to join on a drop-in basis. Having developed community guidelines and a resource list, we are now alternating between sharing time with queries and discussion of Pendle Hill pamphlets, starting with on Halloween ones diminishments. Members now offer leadership with presentations on the pamphlets. The sharings run deep, and I emerge from each gathering feeling blessed and enriched. I also collaborate with others to develop a vision and program for New England Quakers. I've attended worship at monthly meetings and led discussions at our yearly meeting listening sessions. I invite friends to share stories, gifts, and needs to deepen our support of one another in our journeys. I especially love how ARCH is developing a growing commitment to mutual spiritual accompaniment. Quakers, and we are not alone, seem to have a norm of setting up a helper-slash-recipient power dynamic. Many of us feel much more comfortable helping others, which can make it feel selfish to ask for help. That dynamic is challenged. In ARCH, we are all caring and receiving. This sessions, I facilitate 3 workshops: caregiving stories, challenging conversations, and sharing the road ahead. I invite friends to join us for any or all of them as we savor spiritual companionship. ARCH will soon have a new offering, a 2016 booklet, Quaker Values and End-of-Life Decision-Making is about to get better. An updated version is being produced and we hope will be available this fall. I'm looking forward to offering what I expect to be a 3-part workshop series online. With the booklet as a guide, we'll explore Quaker testimonies and values in, quote, "Mapping Our Journey Home," unquote, written by Patty Muldoon.